Here. Yo, there's no hopefully. The show must continue. The show must go on.
We would show up and we wouldn't pull our guns out, but we would show that we have them in our waistbands. I'm kidding.
And then the push-ups contest at BravoCon.
Oh, God.
The more torture you're going through, the more decompression we could do.
Oh, I know.
The more chaos.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Everybody Loves Tom, because everybody just loves Tom.
Everybody loves fucking Tom.
Love ya.
Oh, we got a very special guest. I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Rappaport.
I'm back.
Legend.
Second time.
Yeah, I know, man.
Am I the first second time
Yes,
guest?
You are.
BravoCon, and then now. And
wow.
You're here, man.
You're in the house.
I'm in the fucking house, because I said to Jason, where is it? He said, the house, and I said, the house? He said, yeah. I said, you mean the house? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, shit. Because I've had a long day. I've had a busy day. But I was like, short trip to L.A. We're in the middle of the fucking season. Yeah. The house. Dick Flute. I mean, the house. The iconic, legendary house. You know, I was thinking, now you just... This is your house by yourself now, finally, right?
Well, it's still in the process. We're still working on things.
But essentially... Are we
We're moving forward. We're definitely getting there. It's not things.
There's like billionaire tycoons that haven't had this crazy. You weren't even married in the legal ties to this fucking house. I mean, this is a nice house, but it's not like we're dealing with some billion-dollar estate here. Like
I know.
Okay, but the thing is that if you ever decided to sell this house, you should absolutely like be like, it has to be a Vanderpump Rules fan, because the price would go up way more, because you'd be like, well, I have this couch. I could, you know, this stays here. It becomes like a museum type of thing.
It would turn into a museum, I think.
Yeah, we could turn into a museum.
I'm happy to be here. One quick question regarding the house. The infamous Tom and Ariana photo.
Lego. It's upstairs. I'll show it to you.
Yo, I had to take it down. My heart just skipped a beat.
I had to take it down.
No shit, you had to take it down.
Yeah.
It just came down.
It literally just came down.
No shit, you had to take it down.
Yeah.
It was up for a while, though.
I know. I was like, I just got to move this
take
thing.
Take that fucking thing down, man. I know. Bubble wrap it, because it'll be worth money. But no. Take that fucking thing down, please. It was just, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Or I could put Legos over it.
No.
Yeah.
Keep that thing, bubble wrap it. You need to put that in like, you know, a time like protection bag. Like it needs to be like treat like archival, like a piece of archives.
Yeah.
To the museum.
Definitely.
Exactly.
So yeah, we've been recapping episodes. This has been a really interesting season so far. I mean, even like before we did the reunion, we have to watch all the episodes. I had to watch like 9 episodes in one day. And shit. It was a long day, but normally you end up fast forwarding through all the parts that are like not you, but
what you do? You fast forward through the
when you're trying to cram 9 episodes in a day. Yeah.
And you guys shot the reunion already?
Yeah, we did.
What can you tell me? I know you can't tell me a lot. And based on Lala's little sort of, she's put some stuff out there. There was beef. Were you there?
I was not there. No.
But beef, Ariana, Lala beef, which I could smell it coming a mile away.
There was, I don't want to get too into that, but Lala definitely, I would say, I would call her the MVP of the reunion.
And this has been about a year. We're here in April. This has been about a year since everything went
down, yeah.
Do you feel like post-traumatic scandiful?
Scandival?
Like, how do you feel like a year late? Like, it's literally almost like a year since the shit happened.
I feel, it's funny. When you do this show, you know, you relive things a lot. You know, you do it when it happens, then you do it when you have to get in the interview chair and talk about it, and then when it comes out and you have to do press about it. So it's like you relive things like 3 times. And, you know, so I'm still kind of reliving some stuff, even watching this episode. It got me like, it got me pissed. I had to like go breathe and like walk off for a second when I watched that James episode.
Yeah,
or the James scene.
This new one.
Yeah.
Right.
Because James just has that, like, he's just, it's like a superpower. He can just, like, really get under your skin. Like, you know, I mean, he's so, like, punchable. You ever, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's a talent.
Do you ever want to throw, like, because you punched Jax back in the days.
Me and James have been in physical altercations, James, right? For sure.
Well, on the show?
Yeah.
Wait, when did you guys? Actually,
it was a long time ago, but they cut out so much from that Mixology fight back in like what, season 3?
Damn.
I mean, there were like chairs flying, there was like glassware flying, like there was multiple fights. It was like one of those Western like fights where there's like somebody swinging on the chandelier. This person hits somebody and then they think it's somebody else and they hit somebody else.
Another
like
fight
that literally
out.
Happened. That Damn. Literally
Didn't
happened.
Schwartz fight all like didn't he punch James also?
Yeah.
Schwartz punched James?
I got a kick in the face to him.
Whoa. James?
Yeah.
And this wasn't on the air?
No.
Wow.
And then like Shay's like dad, like I pushed Shay's dad out of the way and his glasses kind of came off a little bit. And then Shay's brother saw that and started punching me in the face.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Springer.
Oh, it was yeah, that was crazy. Some Jerry
Springer yeah, shit. That is really.
But it's, you know, listen, it's come a long way. Been a good season. It's been a fun season to watch. I mean, I'll just, you know, sort of, you know, take my own sort of cue on the season. Like, you know, I think there was so much anticipation coming into the season. And at first I was like, okay, what's going to happen? It was kind of, you know, boring. But there's, you know, not boring. It's just like you expect... Because it ended so crazy last year in the off season.
Yeah.
And then the BravoCon. And then the push-ups contest at BravoCon.
Oh, God.
And I mean, just probably like, I think a lot of fans were like, oh, it's boring. But I think there's been a lot of fucking really good moments, a lot of real moments. I'll say that just to ramble off, I can't remember what episode, but the Sheena and you stuff, when you guys were having your thing, like that was very genuine. You know, like the stuff she was going through, even the stuff with you and James, because like when you guys have been sort of like trying to hash things out, my man Jax, yo, the way they brought him back and he came in, he just starts fucking with you.
And then they
started into the valley.
Yeah.
He literally like regurgitated like every like headline like he had read online.
He hit you hard.
I was like, dude, come on, man. Of all people to grill me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But you know what? For him, like, you know, sort of him coming back, it's like he needed to come with the guns blaring, like, yo, Jax is coming back,
setting up
his new show. Which, by the way, do you guys fuck with the Valley?
I've seen a bunch of it, but not all of it.
I've seen a little bit here and there. It's really hard for me to watch reality TV because I just get a lot of secondhand anxiety. So it's hard. I get so much from my show.
I'm sure.
That like when I watch other people on reality shows, I like feel their like trauma. I feel it like it messes with me.
I'm sure.
I gotta leave the room.
I'm sure. I gotta say it's good to see Kristen Doty, who I fucking love her. She's fucking I say this with all due respect. She's fucking batshit crazy. But I like in the best way, I want to see her do good. I want to see her come into her queendom. I don't know if that queendom's ever going to come. I want to see her be able to just, you know, not fucking every episode. She's like, boom, boom. She's getting fucking banged on. Not literally, but just, you know, there's always.
I'm just curious because I haven't seen it. But like, does she, because she used to always, she had this talent back in the day, but way back when we were together. Where she would take a bad situation and make it so much worse.
Yes.
Does she do that?
She's done that again. And as a viewer, and I've never met her in real life, and you see her just as like this character on the show.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck, man, just go this way instead of that way. Like, it's like,
exactly.
You're watching, like,
it's so obvious.
Don't go left, go right. And then you see her there, and she's like, I just want to.
She's left. Got
this new boyfriend, and I want to see her, like, I want to see like a happy ending. Like, for me, even the characters that I can't stand or that like I'm going through, like I can't stand this one, I always want to see redemption and I always want to see happy endings. So that's why when I see her, I'm like, come on, man. Come on, Kristen Doty. Like even Jax, I'm just like, but he came in that first episode of The Valley and I was just like, because him, right now, guys aren't watching, but him and Kristen Doty, they're the pros. They're the OGs carrying the fucking show.
They know how to do it.
They are carrying the show. And Jax is giving out punches, and Kristen Doty is taking them. And you could say what you want, but
they're keeping it. They're keeping it. They're keeping it going.
They're OGs. So you made your.
Oh yeah. So this is like, this is a mushroom probiotic. No hallucinogenic. No psilocybin. And then it has then it has turmeric, has ginger, has a little cayenne.
Nice.
It's supposed to be nice and refreshing. It's really good for you.
I need that.
Yeah. I'm working on some non-alcoholic cocktails.
Have you come up with a name for this puppy, or you just
I have not. Today is like my first day actually, like us working with it.
Yeah, really messing around with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be in the house.
Yeah, man. Do you feel Schwartz talked about on this season and even on this episode about like there being bad? Do you feel bad juju here or no? I'm just curious.
I feel like, you know, it's changed, so I don't feel like it's bad juju. I think the fact that you have the door, the sliding door, yeah. I think when you have, like, you're able to, I mean this seriously, I think it's important to be able to keep, especially in this home, you know, especially, and you know, people.
The air circulation.
It was open for a while before you got here. So.
You know, but I don't feel bad juju. I thought I was going to feel a little bit more tenuous juju because of what I've seen on TV with the home. And, you know, there's so many people that come in your house filming year after year after year. And, you know, this one shooting with this camera and then this guest and this person. I don't feel bad juju. Did he say he feels bad juju?
He's just, I don't know. He was like, I don't know. Like,
I think especially when you both were living here.
Yeah.
It was very, coming in here was very stressful.
It was
you
tense.
Mean post?
Even like, yeah, like after
everybody
they wrapped
would, like,
the
whisper.
Season.
If Ariana was upstairs, everybody would whisper. If she's downstairs, they talked in normal voice.
Yeah, but even if like even if Ariana was not here, just like if not knowing when she would come back, it would be awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because like at any moment, like the awkwardness of like her going up, and I'm sure she probably felt the same way, and her friends if they were here downstairs, coming in. So just that awkward feeling of, oh, the other person's gonna walk in, like don't make any eye contact, don't look, oh, they're upstairs.
Oh, shit.
It just always feeling that. I think you just got used to it.
What's so awkward about that?
Yeah, no, nothing.
I've been conditioned. That's normal.
Right.
You know what I need to see in this house? You showed me the dick flute.
Yeah.
I need to see the Lego painting and also the gym.
Okay.
Because the gym is like where it seems like you're getting your like American Psycho on. Like you're in there like you
know, like blasting Susu Studio.
Yeah,
like
and the lights and
flexing in the mirror.
Yeah, I need to see that. I need to see the gym.
Christian bailing it all the way.
Yeah, that's
lays down
up.
All the newspaper in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll definitely check out the gym. I also have the motorcycle sidecar here.
That's here too?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's right. Yeah.
Right next door.
Okay, cool. That's fucking.
But overall, you've been enjoying the new season?
Overall, I've been enjoying the new season. Because
even Andy said in a very famous post now that he watched the second half of it, and he said, guys, stick with it. It gets, like, just wait till the end. And
the ending of our season is unlike anything we've ever done.
Is this where the thing happened, really cool. Like you were, where it was something online and there was a fight or somebody threw a drink that was all, this online?
No, they didn't even, I don't even think they're going to show that.
Well, that happened at
and that did happen episode. On the last day of filming, but there's something else that happens and the way it's sort of like, it's a really amazing moment, like at the end of our season. It's unlike anything we've ever done. It's very like.
And you haven't started shooting the new season yet?
No.
When do you guys think you're going to start doing the new season?
Well, hopefully.
This is shit. There's no hopefully.
Not going.
Is this my camera?
This is yours right here.
Yo, there's no hopefully. The show must continue. The show must go on. Like, we need, with all the shit going on in the world, we need at least 1 to 2 more seasons of Vanderpump Rules. I don't even about
hopefully.
I agree.
I
know it's always hopefully. It's TV. It's TV.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? The season.
So yeah, it definitely ends very differently. It's really cool.
All right.
I'm really excited for people to see it. And like I said, when I watched the rest of the episodes, I was trying to fast forward, but I found myself just watching the whole thing. And I'm like, shit, I gotta like, it's like 3 a.m. I had like no sleep for.
You and Schwartz, you guys are good.
We're good.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
And Tom, because Schwartz and Sandy's, because the other day I made a video. I think you saw it.
I did see it, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you see or what you don't see. I don't know what your online world is like. But when me and my wife got to town, we were like, number one, is Tom, we just did a video. Is Tom open?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, is Schwartz and Sandy's open? And
Schwartz
number
and Sandy's
three,
open.
Number three, like, when can I get a fucking something about her sandwich? Like, it's not like we're opening a mall here. Yeah. It's just a sandwich shop.
It's a small sandwich shop.
Can I mean, like so the status of Tom?
Tom's great. Tom is fully open.
And it's open 20, like, it's open like a regular restaurant.
It's open like a regular restaurant. Yeah. I think they're closed on Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're closed on Mondays. They have a Sunday brunch. And then they're open.
It's popping at night. I mean, it's
it is.
Like,
okay. And it's in the heart. Obviously, it's in the heart of West Hollywood.
Yeah.
So
fun.
It gets a lot of traffic.
Right.
Schwartz and Sandy's is in Franklin Village. It's a little bit different of a neighborhood. It's a really cool neighborhood.
It's a very trendy area, like Los Feliz.
I know it. I know it.
Yeah. It's right by La Poubelle.
And we're open.
Yes. Yeah, we're open. And we do watch parties every Tuesday.
I know, man.
Yeah. It's
they're really cool. They're fun.
It's a party.
Is it? Do people come in there? They watch a show, and you watch a show with them.
Yeah, TVs. That's
fucking fun.
A party.
And people like there will be an intense moment, and people are like,
they're all staring at Tom.
Look at me, like.
and is Schwartz in there watching the shit too?
Yeah.
And we have Shotskis in there. We got
So Schwartz, you're good. Tom is open. Schwartz and Sandy's is open. Something about her. I need a fucking sandwich from Something About Her. I want to try Something About Her sandwiches.
Yeah.
To try the sandwich. Are you excited, Tom Sandoval, to try Something About Her sandwiches?
I am. I've had them before. They were pretty good. I'm sure I'll try one.
At some point.
Yeah.
Would you go in and buy one, or would you like Uber Eats it?
I think I would like walk in there with like like in the middle of July in like a trench coat and hat.
And like a Groucho Marx nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and just walk in there. Very like over the top, like in a disguise.
Okay.
Like a cartoonish disguise.
So you're saying that it is going to be open in July? Because I'm not being sarcastic. I want what. It's been two fucking years. We're talking about a shop.
I don't. I might or might know, but it's. I can't.
Disclose.
It's not my place.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah,
so
certainly don't know.
You and Sheena are good. Where are you guys at?
We're good.
You are good.
Yeah.
You guys have like slowly but surely moving forward.
Yeah. And I mean, look, this, everybody's trying to say like, oh, like this is like some sort of like redemption, whatever season for me. And it's like, no, it's just, it's like humanizing me because I became Negan from Walking Dead. I became evil Skeletor, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, I know.
I think it's just like looking at me as a human being who screwed up royally, you know. And so I think like that's really like, you know, sort of what is happening more this season.
Okay. And what about and Lala? Like, are you, when you guys see each other, are you beefing? Are you not beefing? She's been sort of like, I saw the whole thing coming with Lala. I knew that Lala at a certain point was going to reach her limit, just on where we are in the season, just on where I've read about the reunion, and just kind of the vibe. I knew that she was going to reach a boiling point with Ariana.
What? Why? Why do you? Why?
Just because her temperament.
Yeah.
Because I know her temperament from the show.
Yeah.
I know that the sort of, and listen, you fucked up. You fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
And we've all fucked up.
Yeah.
But in regards to the way it was looking, it was like she said, it was almost like, you know, if you're not following the program of Ariana's anger and hostility, which is, and also it was right after when you guys filmed, so I'm sure she's moved on, hopefully, in her fucking, in her feelings, just for her own sake. But you know, like how she was kind of keeping Sheena in line, and Katie and Ariana were like, you know, she'll cut you off, you know, to Sheena. And it's like, what is this, like the fucking mob? Like, are you fucking Tony Soprano? And
Katie's like a henchman.
Like, yeah, she's like, yeah, we'll fucking whack you. If you don't do it, fall in line, Sheena, we'll fucking whack you. You'll wind up in the back of Tom's fucking pool.
Yeah.
And so I could see like all that sort of brewing, especially with Lala's disposition and how she could be, you know, she could cut a bitch. I could see how that would, you know, reach its boiling point. And then when I heard that they had a beef on the herd, I saw whatever the rumor is that they had a beef at the reunion. And just where we were at, I don't know what episode we had. Episode 9?
13, I think.
13? Yeah. How many is there this season?
It's 15.
15, I think.
Wait a minute. There's only fucking two more episodes?
Or 12. I think this might have been 12.
This is 12.
I think this is 12.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're getting to
and
the
three
end
parts,
almost.
Three-part reunion? Or you can't say? Is it four?
No.
You drain four out of this motherfucker? Do you know?
It was a good reunion.
There's certain questions I can't ask because you're not supposed to.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
Let's move on with that because I respect that.
I would say it's probably going to be similar to last year.
Let's say similar to last year.
Yeah.
So you and Lala are what? Like, what would Lala say? If I said, Lala, you and Sandoval are what? She'd say, I can't stand this fucking guy. I just got
it's
impregnated.
It's like we would show up and we wouldn't pull our guns out, but we would show that we have them in our waistbands. I'm kidding. We're cool.
Okay.
Lala and I are like just very, we live very different lifestyles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like we're cool, like for sure. And you know, I would say maybe even like better than like cool. Better
you,
than
you had some talks and shit.
Yeah, we're at a different place, I feel like, than we have been in a very long time. Very long time.
Different, better, or just different, like
better,
where you're in your life?
Better, like a more authentic place. A little like we're like in a glass half full kind of place.
I got you.
Yeah.
Versus
she had,
a glass
she had your
half
back
empty.
A lot this season, I think.
Yes, she did.
Have your back.
And I really
consistently,
appreciate that.
Consistently.
Yeah. And I think it was. I think it was more like she had my back, but it was more on like from a logical standpoint.
Exactly. Like
it wasn't just like I'm going to have Tom's back. He's being a dick. I'm
like,
just going to
have
his
back. Not
blindly
have your back.
Yeah. It's more like,
no,
well, hold on. This is a little.
Your fucking back.
No. Yeah.
Or hell anybody's
no.
back.
No. Anybody's.
She's definitely not fucking blindly having your
no.
back.
No. No.
And what about DJ James Kennedy? DJ James Kennedy in this last episode, he's talking shit to you. He's talking shit about your band. You're talking shit about him pressing buttons. I fuck with both of you guys, both iconic Bravo stars. Watched you grow up. DJ James Kennedy, we're all happy that he got a hippie back.
Yeah.
The dog formerly known as
Graham.
Graham. Now known as
hippie now.
We're happy that he got fucking hippie back. How is hippie's disposition?
I haven't checked in, but I think he's doing better. I would hope so.
There hasn't been any biting or anything like this?
I can't say.
You can't say. All right. Okay, yeah. But the dog formerly known as Hippie, everybody's happy. And the dog formerly
known
as Graham.
Graham.
But you guys are where you're at where? Like do you ever text and be like, yo, what's up, man? Yo, I'm gonna get a coffee. Where are you at?
Not that often. But we do talk to each other from time to time. I'm pretty busy. And so is he. I mean, right. James is literally, we're both busy. James is out of town like every weekend and even during the weeks, DJing.
Yeah.
Like when he's off season, he's just traveling all the time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We don't
I'm
like.
I'm trying to get something here. You're talking, everybody's fucking busy. But I'm just saying when you're on the road and you're busy and he's busy, you'd be like, yo, we're both busy. But I'm just saying, what's up, bro?
Yeah, we
like. Does that text ever go through? Like, if I looked at your phone, would it say, "What's up, bro? Just touching base, my brother." My longtime friend, brother, adversary. Is that text ever put out there? Like, if I said, "Whip the phone out," would that text be in there? Just keep it real with me, Sandoval.
I am. I mean, we did talk after the reunion. It was positive, and I haven't like. We haven't talked like really much since then.
Got it. And that was a few weeks ago. Let's just leave it in the space there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you haven't been worried about
if I would have went to Coachella this past weekend, I 100% would have gone to Neon Carnival and definitely like hung out and said what's up to him. And I definitely would have like hung out with him at Coachella.
All right.
Yeah. For
okay.
sure.
Okay. And what about my man Schwartz fallout with Joseph?
You know, it's
sometimes I'm like, you motherfuckers, man. Like sometimes like I'm like, you guys, I'm like, I want you guys, like the way he handles things sometimes, the way you guys handle some things sometimes, I'm like, give these fucking guys a script. Like the way he handled it with Joseph. I mean, listen, that seemed like it was a, like it was a genuine, they had a nice connection with each other.
He definitely started off in a place, you know, I know he was trying to protect her in a way because the girls were so crazy, especially like so coming
crazy
after
with her.
Last season,
yeah, not cool.
Specifically. And then as time went on, he kind of, some things happened with her that were major red flags with him. And instead of like calling her out on it, he just backed away. And
he's not a caller outer.
No.
Not his biggest strong suit.
No, he's not. And he's a little avoidant, and that's, you know, that's just his personality, and it's good and bad at times.
Right, right, right. Do you lose sleep at night knowing that you actually lost that push-up contest to DJ James Kennedy? Like, do you ever like go, fuck, man, fuck. Like, I wish I'd kind of stretched out a little bit, because that would hurt.
I spent 2.5 hours working out the day before, and I did chest.
I know you said that to me before, and I believe you, and I get all that, but do you, it doesn't matter that you did chest, and you didn't know he was going to throw the push-up contest at you, but the question is, do you lose sleep at night when you have your head on that pillow and you're just going through like your day and your time and like in all the adversity you've been through? Do you think like, fuck, that fucking DJ James Kennedy beat me in a push-up contest in front of thousands? The whole world saw it. I was there.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What I do think about and what I was thinking about as it was actually happening is like, why am I letting this dude talk me into doing a fucking push-up contest? Why am I even doing this right now? I could have squeezed out like a couple more push-ups, but I was just sitting here like, what am I fucking doing? Like, this is such a fucking like childish, like dick measuring fucking contest that like I don't need to fucking partake in. So really, like, that's what I regret.
Like that you even participated
that
in
the push-up. That I even let him all get right to me. And that's what always has annoyed me about James. It's like he has this talent of
he's
just...
good. He's a good shit talker.
He'll get you into, like, getting it.
He'll get you to, like, lower to his, like, childish level.
He's good. He's good. That's why he's good TV.
Even in the episode, he got me, like... He starts smacking you on the shoulder. He starts, like, just firing away. And so, like, that's the thing that always, like, bothers me. Is that, like, I can't maintain that I, like, let him, like, it's like a power. It's like he's the, it's power.
Listen, and I mean, I love Katie. Katie kills the music. OG. Katie's dope. But your man, first of all, your man, Max, who I know is Schwartz, one of Schwartz's best friends.
Yeah, what was your thought on that?
Some grimy shit. That is some grimy shit. First of all, Schwartz, he fucked up. But yo, why are you fucking around with his best friend, one of his closest friends? I'm sometimes like, don't you guys know there's other fish in the sea of men and women? Like, why is it always in the friend room? I thought that was grimy. And I thought Schwartz, his response was so understated. Like, because is he still friends with Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very close.
Nah, see, that's where, like, yo, you can't, come on, man. He can't be friends. He fucked my ex-wife?
Yeah, that's
like, crazy.
Like, recently ex. And on top of that, like, Schwartz was there that night when we met up.
That wasn't cool. And the fact that he was so cool sort either. Of, like, took it on the chin, like, I was like, no. And then, where's fucking Max? How come he didn't have to show his face?
Well, I think he would have liked to.
Do you fuck with Max? Are you friends with Max?
Yeah.
But you think he would have liked to have said something?
I think he would have liked to, you know, explain his side, but I don't know.
Explain his side? You fucked your best friend's ex-wife.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't understand why you would do that. Like, how do you sit down and watch the game and hang out when you fucked? Like, why would you do that? That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if he took the cues from Schwartz, because I think Schwartz has been so okay and with Katie's like doing whatever.
And why would he do that and why would she do that? The whole thing to me is very, very
like, even if Katie and I were in a different place, I can't look at her like that. Like I don't see her like that. I can't see her like that. I can't see Kimmy like that. I
no,
can't
of
see,
course, of course.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, it's impossible. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
That's a,
like,
that's a question for Max then. Yeah, I don't know.
That is a question for that's Max. Question he's for just Max. Gone. Like, he's just under the radar. And you're like, where's Max?
We got to. Where is Max?
Max.
Max. Max, get out of here.
Fuck, come out. Come out, come out, wherever you are.
That's a good question.
Oh, wait, so who are we talking about? Oh, Katie. So you guys have had more beef.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried this. I don't, you know, I try
to. On camera beef, off camera beef?
No, I mean, just the norm. Just
the norm. I mean, look, I just try. There's no point, you know what I mean, with her. Like, I feel like, you know, Katie has her narrative, her ideas. I mean, it's just, it's a waste of energy. You know what I mean? Like, okay. So I just try to steer clear.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, well, that was one thing that I didn't understand why that went down.
Yeah, I think the most shocking thing was Schwartz's reaction.
He's like, oh, okay. Like, almost like, got me. And I'm like, let's be friends. And I'm just like, she don't want to be friends, man. Like, she not trying to hang out. She not trying to do anything.
So
she's trying to fuck your friends and hurt
your feet. Weird to me.
Yeah, but also I do feel like they could eventually be friends. But she's pissed. She should be pissed. They were married. They got divorced. Da 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 da. I get that. I'm not one to let things go easy too. But I don't know why after the fact, a year, was it 2 years after they got divorced, like, almost?
Yeah.
You're messing around with his close friend. To me, that shit is just not cool. And like, you can't really be friends with Max after that. I wouldn't. That's just me.
Because everybody's still hanging out.
Everybody's still hanging out. Is he coming to like a watch party, Schwartz? Max?
Yeah, sometimes.
Schwartz is like the nicest guy ever. He's just, you know what I mean? I can't see him getting mad at anybody. He's just the best.
There's other things that get under his skin.
Get him upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think, I don't know. He just doesn't care. I don't know what it is. I don't, I just, the principle of it would really bother me.
That's his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And your best friend. I'm not down with that. What else is there?
Here's a question that I've seen a lot of Bravo people ask recently is Lala on the Valley. Could you see that?
I can only see Lala on the Valley if there's other people. You know, like I feel like that crew on the Valley, thus far, I don't. Listen, we like all our Bravo. We like all our shows. I need some other people carrying the show. Like, we know Jax is going to do what he does. Dodie's going to do what she does.
Brittany.
There hasn't been a lot of Brittany and Jax. And I know that they were broken up. Now they're broken up?
I don't think they're broken up. I think they're just separated.
Whatever. When they were filming, they were together. There hasn't been a lot of Brittany.
Mm. Oh, okay. Recently.
I feel like the show needs more of.
Okay,
you know,
she's great.
That one dude, I don't find him very likable.
Jax's friend
with the kids, not the actor dude.
Yeah,
I like him.
Who's kind of
the other
real estate agent.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a jerk, that guy.
Yeah, he comes off like that. Like, you know, like, and like, you know, whether, like I said, like for me, like even if somebody's the bad guy, I need to like them.
Yeah.
Like there has to be a likable thing. So like even when Jax became the antagonist, you liked him being the antagonist. You have to sort of, I don't know. So thus far, like I said, you know, there hasn't been like a breakthrough person besides the old people.
Right, because they're carrying the show, you feel like.
They're carrying the show.
Do you think it's weird that Sheena had his location?
100%. I don't know what the fuck. I love Sheena. I don't know why she's got anybody's location other than my man Brock. That's the only person's location she
needs. Like maybe some girlfriends.
Like, yeah, I guess. Like, but people like, but to have,
she had like 50 people.
Yeah, like, yo, what are you doing?
These
like,
people
what
she doesn't talk to anymore.
Shit? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, she's like, I checked his location. Then I checked his location again.
There were some people that came by here, and some people that came met up with me during like after the affair and everything or whatever. And they're like, Sheena has my location. Like, I have to have my phone off or something like that.
I don't even know what that means. Like, do you intentionally share your location with one person?
You can share it with whoever. You can, yeah.
Yeah.
But is it something you do every day, or is
it just a feature? You could have it on for forever, but you can
do it for like the next like
24 hours.
24 hours or 10 or 12 hours.
Or for forever.
Yeah, I don't know why she's checking locations. I don't know why she's the location queen.
Yeah.
But I thought it made for good TV.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had, did she have Katie's location and Max's location? Or just Katie's?
I think Max's.
Yeah, that shit. And if I'm Brock, I'm like, why the fuck do you have his location on your phone?
I know. I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of people's.
Well, yeah, she's the location queen.
What were your thoughts on Schwartz's blonde hair?
Horrible. Look crazy. But you know, it worked for the moment. Say it again.
Was it a vibe at all?
Nah, man. I mean, it worked. It was a good. But no disrespect.
I liked it.
No disrespect to Joseph. She's a hairstylist.
No, yeah. Of course.
I mean, I guess you know, there's lights and there's you know came in. How long did he keep that going for?
He kept it for a little bit. Kept it till like towards the end of the season.
Yeah, for like a month.
And, yeah.
You know, it's good TV. It's good. I don't give a fuck about Schwartz's hair. To be totally, but as far as like the blonde, like I thought it was all right. I mean, you know,
yeah,
he needed a change. He's going through a lot. You know what I mean? His brother and you know and all that shit. So
yeah,
I fuck with Schwartz. Everybody
His brother's doing great, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, he's doing good. Really good.
He was on
good.
The podcast a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
he's
good.
He is the clearest and healthiest I have ever seen him, and he's really happy and good. Content in a really good place.
Good. Because everybody likes Schwartz. He's that dude. He's hard not to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, everybody loves Schwartz. Yeah.
He's like everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Schwartz.
Yeah, they do. Tell us about your podcast.
Yeah.
So I started. So I have the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, of course.
but me and my wife, because I think we were going to do this. We might have discussed this at BravoCon, but we started all reality, all pop culture, Rappaport's reality. Where we deep dive all our reality shows, Vanderpump, Real Housewives of Potomac, Real Housewives of Miami, all of them, Salt Lake City, all of them.
Are you a Bachelor person?
Yes.
Okay.
Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I heard The Bachelor this season was really good.
It was good. The Bachelor was good. The Bachelor's always good. You know, we're also in our, you know, like our My 600 Pound Life. You know, we fuck with all that stuff and all the popular culture stuff. And one of the topics on the last podcast was because you had hit me. You were like, yo, come by. And it was kind of impromptu, like when we came here, when I came here to do this podcast. And my wife was like, I want to go. Well, no, fuck, don't go. You know, da da da. So that was one of the topics. And I said, we need to get fucking Sandoval on the Rappaport's reality
Let's
podcast.
Do it.
Because I'm friendly fire. My wife, you better come in clear-headed.
I will.
Because my wife's coming in, and you can bring your guy Jason. You'd be, you know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been asked every fucking question. Anyway.
He's ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're prepped.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah, so you got to come on. When are you coming to New York again?
I will be there. I will be there on the 6th, but I might be really brief there on the 6th.
Well, we'll do it at some point.
Yeah, if I can't do it then, I could do it at some other point. I know
we'll
I'll
do
be
it.
There.
We'll do it. It'll be good. It'll be fun and
for sure.
We're fans, but she was like, "Oh shit, the dick flute." I was like, "Yep, I'm going to the dick flute."
It's a Stradivarius.
Stradivarius.
Yeah.
One of kind.
By the way, What are you here in LA for? Just visiting or what?
I'm here in LA. I was doing shows. I did a show at the Comedy Store, and I got two shows actually in Burbank. That's why I can't come to the Watch show. I know
Flappers?
The Watch Flappers.
No way! But, awesome.
But that's why I can't come.
That's awesome.
To the Watch party.
Oh, okay.
And chilling. You know, it's a home away from home.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I'm here, and then I'm going back, and I'm on tour. I'm doing my shows, and la 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 la, staying out of trouble.
You love it?
Awesome.
Love it, man.
Yeah, you happy?
Can't complain at all.
Good,
like,
man.
You know,
good.
Like, I never take any days for granted. Like, some days I'm just like, you know, to be able to do what I do for this many years and, in my opinion, never have, like, you know, done something that I don't like doing is a blessing.
It's awesome,
It's
man.
Lucky, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, it's such luck. To be doing it for so many years and, you know, still enjoy, you know, doing it. And, you know, the good, the bad, and the frustrating part of everything show business. But, you know, I love it. I'm lucky, and you know.
Yeah, and you're known for so many things. I mean, obviously, you're very outspoken on, you know, social media,
right.
And you're also, you know, you're known for being in just like classic like movies, you know, True Romance, Romeo and Juliet. I just saw you on Hitch the other day. I rewatched Hitch, Copland.
Yep.
I mean, so many movies and such a wide variety of characters. And then you do stand up, and now like you're well known in the reality world, which
That's
is so
shit.
Cool, man. It's so cool. You're like, you like have planted your stake in so many things. Yeah. It's really cool, man.
And the reality stuff is, you know, like it's such a like a especially with me and my wife, like it's so much of like what we do to bond and bullshit and decompress, you know, like it, for me, like reality at the end of the day, it's just good TV. Like for you, it's torture. For me, it's good fucking TV. The more torture you're going through, the more decompression we could do.
Oh, I know.
The more chaos you guys are going through, the more of a good time we are having. So, you know, like we love it. And like, you know, on my podcast, I can't deep dive on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Like, I can't go in the way I want to. So we were like, we need to do one where we could go in. And we talk about it, you know, relationship and she breaks my balls and all this stuff. It's a little bit more like, I'm more of like, you know, it's more of a like, you get to sort of see me and hear me in a more the way I am in real life. Because a lot of times people... with my online persona, people are like, "You fuck you," you know, and they think that's like 24/7, like on blast. And it's, you know, it's definitely part of who I am, but it's not like, you know, I'll be drinking coffee in the morning. People are like, "You fuck you," and I'm like, "Yo, man, like what the fuck?" You know, like I just, what are you saying? You fuck you about? Like what avenue is this coming from? So, but it's just, it's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a new season of Life and Beth.
Life and Beth season 2 is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. Amy Schumer, good show. People like the show. I like doing that. And this show that you know, I did this show like a year and a half ago. This show called The Fallout.
Yeah. Someone just told me which they saw you in it.
You know, you never know what people are going to like or what not they're going to like. I mean, it was a very popular video game, but people love that show. And I did it so long ago, and so much has happened. You forget. And then, like, they're like, "Oh, it's coming out." I was like, "Oh shit!" And so that was cool.
It's getting so much hype right now.
So much hype.
Yeah, I literally just saw it on, like, when I opened my TV. It's like Fallout.
Yeah.
I've seen it all over TikTok.
Yeah, and the dude, my man Walt Goggins, who I worked with on Justified, great. Who's a great one of the best actors I've ever worked with. The dude, Walt Goggins. He's just a dope actor, a dope dude. But you know, I worked with him. I think it was season 5 of Justified. And him and Timothy Oliphant, like those two dudes, like they're
awesome.
Good fucking actors and good people. Yeah. And I always have a soft spot for them because when I did that show, they were welcoming me with open arms. So I always want to see good things for both of them.
Hell yeah.
Well, and other than that, I'm just enjoying my...
Hell yeah, cheers, man.
My turmeric...
Yeah.
My turmeric Tom Sandoval, unnamed.
To be named.
Yeah.
It's a healthy...
turmeric spritzer for now?
Yeah, the turmeric spritz.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Hell yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate it.
Glad to have you.
I appreciate it.
And I'm so happy to hear that, you know, you got all these things going on.
Thank you.
Spreading your wings, man. That's so cool, man. I love it. It's inspiring.
I appreciate it. And I'm glad you're doing good. You guys are on tour. I need the I Fucked Up t-shirts because I can use them too.
Sure, yeah.
I need like pajamas. I could wear them around the house. I Fucked Up. Like, it's just like you walk in the room with the I Fucked Up.
Yeah.
T-shirts coming soon from the Tom Sandoval Jason B collection.
Yeah, Tom's got a room for rent upstairs if you need when you're in LA.
Okay.
You know, when you're in town next time.
Airbnb at Tom Sandoval.
He's looking for another roommate, so if you next time you're in town.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.